They saw the donor's face every day, but she remained a mystery to the Stubblefields. They knew her age, but they didn't know her name or how she died or how she lived. Katie thought about her and her family often. She was the third donor found in the time Katie waited for a face. Twice, a donor had been identified, and the clinic had alerted the Stubblefields. Twice, the donors hadn't worked out. For patients waiting for an internal organ, the only match requirements are compatible size, blood type, and for some organs, tissue type. With faces, the sex must match, the skin tone must be similar, and the age must be reasonably close. That, along with the need to find a donor fairly nearby, means the pool is much smaller. Katie's youth made it even smaller. More than 120,000 people in the U.S. await organs of all kinds, but they're in short supply. On average, 20 patients die each day while waiting. Faces were added to the list of organs in the National Transplant System in 2014. The wait is unpredictable. The pool of candidates is very small, and the family of the potential donor must give permission to use the face, even if the person has registered as an organ donor. Katie's doctors had said it was likely the donor would be someone who died from a drug overdose, given the opioid epidemic that has hit Ohio particularly hard. Nationwide, the epidemic has led to an increase in the number of available organs. A recent study found that the number of donors who died from drug overdoses jumped more than tenfold from 2000 to 2016. As it turned out, Katie's donor did die of an overdose, but opioids didn't kill her. Cocaine did.